ABC News.
Tim Wharton with the latest ABC News. A former Liberal minister says the party's leadership speculation and its delay on net zero policy are just part of the normal political process. Several Liberal MPs have rejected claims that opposition leader Susan Lee is losing support within the party room over a delay in reaching a decision on net zero. It comes ahead of a key meeting for Liberals in Canberra next week, where they will finalise their position on the 2050 target. Former Howard government minister Richard Alston says with several years before the next election, there's plenty of time for the party to resolve its issues. A child has died after being struck by a train in northern inland New South Wales. Emergency services were called to Bunbun near Narrabri after a one-year-old girl was hit by a freight train. She was treated by paramedics for serious injuries before being taken to hospital, where she later died. Police say the child had been walking along the road before being clipped by the train. The train driver, a 22-year-old man, was uninjured and taken to hospital for mandatory testing. At least 54 people have been injured after multiple explosions shook a mosque at a high school during Friday prayers in the Indonesian capital of Jakarta. It's unclear what caused the blast. And aid groups in the Philippines anticipate the full scale of the damage caused by Typhoon Kalmagi is yet to be realised. The storm made landfall earlier this week, killing more than 180 people and displacing thousands, with nearly 500,000 people now in evacuation centres. A state of national emergency has been declared as the Philippines braces for another potentially powerful storm, Typhoon Fongwong, known locally as Uwan. That's the latest ABC News. I'm Tim Wharton.